Welcome to the ADHD and Alchemy podcast with your host, Paula Hirst. I'm here to be your guide as we talk about spiritual and holistic practices, mindset, meditation, and manifestation. This podcast is for conscious ADHD women, and I'm here to help you to rewire your thinking and block your limiting beliefs and become less scattered, more in control of how you show up and move forwards with intention. Now let's get into the episode. The ADHD's skewed sense of time is another reason I believe we all manifest so well. I've learned that the model of time we use now works on the basis that time is linear. But this is just another construct to help us to use time, but it goes against what some physicists are saying. We all have our own experiences of time speeding by or slowing down. Like in my last job, before I knew I had ADHD, the one thing I wanted to know before I took the job was how full I could make my day. Because I knew that if I was doing something the whole time, that it would make me feel as if time was speeding up. But if I had lots of free time, then that would be an opposite factor. And that scared me in case I got bored, which I don't like. Don't get me wrong, it's not like I can't ever have a peaceful moment to myself. I can. I'm quite happy to sit in contemplation, to have a moment relaxing in whatever surroundings I'm in. But being somewhere I don't want to be and not being able to leave is like literal torture to me. In fact, that's one of the reasons I don't want a job. That's one of the reasons I'm, you know, creating a business for myself. Now, there are limitations to how we currently use time, and Albert Einstein, Stephen Hawking, and David Bohm, who are all physicists, recognize that. In fact, I read that Dr. Bohm suggested that physics is wrong in suggesting that time is linear because time is simply now. We use past, present, and future to help us to have something to relate to so that we can better predict for, you know, future events. And we travel a lot in our minds. And this is what makes it harder to move forwards from past events, okay? Because we use time a lot when we think. So we travel backwards in time in our minds when actually that time does not exist anymore. We travel back to it because we have a reminder system in our brain that shows us things that happened and caused us pain in the past. But this is no longer real. It's not now. And you are just reminding yourself, and reminding yourself of that can be helpful because it's helping you to stay away from things that are painful. That's why the brain does it. It's why it gives us the reminders. We have emotions as well. And emotions, most of us are scared of feeling fully. But in not feeling them fully, we can't let them pass. So the reminder remains. It stays there. That's kind of my understanding of what goes on beyond this surface, but obviously seek professional advice and not the ramblings of some unqualified lady on her podcast. But when it comes to managing time, keeping it simple is the best way to go, which simply means tools like a calendar, to-do lists, action lists. And when I say action lists or to-do list, I mean just one, right? One kept in one place, not 40,000 notebooks or apps. A timer, a system for reminding you of, you know, things that need to be done, they're all good. Keeping it simple is always good. Now, when it comes to a to-do list or an action list, what we can find, of course, is that many of the items stay on the to-do list. And we'll just keep moving those things from one day to the next. And what I know for me, and this probably applies to you too, because we've got the same kind of brain, is these items need to move to the calendar or your scheduler in order to get them done. Because if you're anything like me, things just won't get done if not. I use Structured, which is an app for both my to-do list and for my calendar. When you put things on your to-do list, it asks you to put in a time for how long it will take. So when you're ready to move it to your calendar, you just have to find the best day and time to slot it in. And the other thing you can do here is if you're being really good and you have, say, a spare 15 minutes, just pick one of the things on your to-do list and get it done.
If you've got a spare hour, you can get four things done. You know, you just choose the things that fit in with the time you have. Honestly, I love this app. I know that we need change and we need new novel ideas to keep us going. Sometimes we use these things and then over time it's no longer a novelty. So then we stop using it. But honestly, I've been using it for a good 8 months now and I'm still loving it. So in the last episode, I talked about the value of keeping a time audit. So that's a record of the things you do and how long they tend to take you. I'm still working on mine, but to be honest, that's okay because it doesn't have to all be done now. But the more I put on there, the more I understand how long things actually take me to do, the better I then get at estimating. One of the things to mention here is when it comes to managing time, and this is one of the things that I probably should have mentioned way back in the beginning of probably the other time management episode, is that having an idea of your goals and values when it comes to time management actually helps a lot. Because when things are backed with your goals and values, it makes it easier to prioritize what the most important thing to be done is. Then, because you know the direction you want to move in, so you don't just move, go from day to day doing the day-to-day things and never move forwards. Our goals give us clear boundaries about what is important to us and what is not important. Because that's one of the things we have difficulty with, like prioritizing. Prioritizing is difficult because everything seems so important. So when you have clear goals and values, it kind of just, takes a bit of pressure off what is important and what is not. Okay, so now I'm just going to go over a few things that might be helpful to you when you are trying to get a handle on your time. And these are in no particular order. These are things that I've picked up on. These are things that I'm doing. So I'm just sharing. One tip from my coach, for those of us who can't seem to sit still and just work, right, without bouncing up to go and check on the dog, to quickly do this, to quickly do that, to do the laundry. And we know that you're really procrastinating if you decide to do the laundry. One thing to do is to have a notebook beside you so that whenever you get the urge to get up and do something, you just write it in your notebook and then you keep going. Once your time is up, take a look at all the nonsense your brain told you to do to stop you from doing something that just wasn't stimulating. And as well as that, it might be a good idea to have a file on your computer or your notes on your phone for ideas, because most of the time we either write them in one of the many notebooks we have, or if you're like me, you get to work on it straight away because that is, the most exciting thing, right? But then you start working on it, you don't finish it because actually you start going, you end up going back to the work you were doing. And then 6 months later, you start working and you realize you're doing the same work again. I didn't actually ever realize I was doing this until I did a big clear out of the files on my computer during the month of December, and the amount of duplicated work I found was ridiculous. But if I'd had the habit of only working on the things that were linked to my current goals and my values, and just working on that one thing until it was finished, and if I'd had the habit of writing down my ideas instead of actually acting on them, I would have saved myself a decent amount of time. So now, of course, I have an ideas file. Talking of files, decluttering and organizing digital files is just going to save a hell of a lot of time. I did this, and honestly, it saves so much time. Before, I would be spending, loads of it just looking for things on my computer and getting frustrated because I couldn't find them. So I've set up the same system on my Google Workspace as I do have in my notes. So it's in either of the one, two places, but I have the same folders, they're called the same things. I also think the universe will give you what you're ready for or what you can handle. So are you really ready if you have loads of chaos in the background? Next, I'm in the process of buying more clocks for my house so that I have a clock in all of the main rooms of the house. Because honestly, sometimes when I see the time that has passed, I'm surprised at either how much it's moved or how much it hasn't. So more clocks would absolutely be a positive move for sure. I'm coming to see that actually time management is a skill, and it's a huge skill at that. And like all skills, they have to be practiced in order to get better at it. Unfortunately, we don't have a brain that just gets on with time naturally. Instead, we have a brain that has a tendency to get distracted. And we have a brain that has difficulty with executive functions surrounding time, like planning. Another thing is our short-term memory isn't great. And let me give you an analogy for what is happening here. I learned this from an ADHD coaching program I was in called Focused. If you can imagine a whiteboard inside your brain, and every time you want to remember something, you stick a sticky note to it. So pick up milk on the way home, remember your glasses when you leave today, collect a child from netball at 5 p.m., start cooking at 4 p.m., all of the things. Now, most neurotypical people can just remember these things and do them. However, for us, there is no whiteboard. So the sticky notes just flutter away. Sometimes if we're lucky, one or two may remain, but for the most part, that note that has just been written simply floats off like a big gust of wind just went in and swept it away, literally as you wrote it. It's a good idea to remember this analogy as well when making appointments, because another thing we tend to do is double book ourselves. The sticky note isn't there, so we think we have the time available and we just go ahead and book rather than getting out the planner to check, which would save so much time than having to reschedule, right? Or if you're like me, you get into some kind of paralysis when you've double booked. So you know one of the things has to be cancelled, but for whatever reason, you just don't do it. And it stays there until the last minute. And then you have to make up some kind of excuse as to why you can't attend, or that you didn't realize, or that you did realize that you had something on, which is the truth. But it is so embarrassing, especially when you've left it until the last minute to change it. And now, two final points before I conclude this short episode. The first one is make peace with not getting everything done on time. Allow some flexibility and give yourself grace. And I say this because this is what I had to do just this week. In fact, just last night, I was on a coaching course call with my coach, telling her that I'm behind because we've had guests for the past 2 weeks, which has meant that things have gone out of the window a bit. And I don't think I'm going to get my podcast episode out this week. Her answer was, well, what will happen if it doesn't? To which I replied, well, nothing. But there was a feeling of letting people down. Not that I have thousands of subscribers yet, but I know that if I go past the time that I'm to release the podcast, I'll likely just be like, F it, it's late now, right? I may as well put it out another day later. It doesn't really matter. And then in the future, with other episodes, I would just be thinking, well, they can be late too because I did it before. I know how my brain works. In this kind of instance, I have to get it done. So in true ADHD style, I got my shizzle together today, last minute, to create, record, and edit the podcast in record time, which leads me onto my final point, which is something new I've been practicing, which is if time is made up, then time can be played with. Remember in the beginning how I was talking about time going fast or slow, depending on what you had to do and depending on whether you're enjoying it or not. I've been playing with this concept, which I actually learned in a manifesting course with Regan Hillier. And that is to tell myself that there is always enough time. There is always enough time so that this becomes my reality. And so far, I've got to say, somehow it's been working. So give that a go too, because if anything, it takes the stress out of your body because you relax when you think you've got enough time. Okay, that's it for now. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of ADHD and Alchemy. I'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to me on Instagram at ADHD and Alchemy. And one last thing, can I ask you to rate this podcast and or share it on your stories so that other women just like you can benefit from this podcast? Thanks so much, and I'll see you on Instagram and in my next episode.